Galatians, chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched, cast a spell upon you, that you should know, t, obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus, us Christ has been, s, et forthwith, evidence, as crew, sified among you, this only I would learn of you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having b, g, un in the Spirit, are you now made per effect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it is yet in vain, he who therefore ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law, or by the he? A ring of faith, even as Abraham belly, Eved God, and it was s accounted to him for righteousness. Know therefore that those who are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, ungodly, through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, say, I, in she, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham, because as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, because s, e it is written, cursed is every, o, nay, who do, as not, con, t, in you, in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, because the just shall live, b, y, faith, and the law is n, o, t, faith, but the man who, d, owes them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, because it is written, cursed is every one who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile, s, no, Jews, through, h, Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brothers, I speak after the manner of men, though it is but a man's covenant, yet, if it is confirmed, no man see a n disannul it, or add to it. Now to Abar, Aham and his descend, d, ant were the promises made. He did not say, and to descendants, as of many, but as of one, and to your descendant, who is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed, e, debef, or by God in Christ, the law, which came 400, a, n, d, 30 years later, cannot void the promise, that it should make the promise of no effect. Because if the inheritance is by the law, it is no more by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Therefore, then, what purpose does the law serve? It was added because of sins, until the descendant should come to w, hum, the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of o, n, e, but God is one. Is the law then a guy, ence the promises of God? God forbid, because if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded that all are under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to t, those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up to the faith which would afterwards be revealed. Therefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Boo. T after tha. T. Faith. H. As come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, because you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Because as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on tree. S. T. There is neither Jew nor Greek. The re is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, because you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's descendants and heirs according to the promise.